in Little Rock.
High snap, good place. The kick is up, and it hits the upright, misses, and Carolina has knocked off Missouri in two overtimes as he hits the left upright and misses. Carolina scores 17 in the fourth, 10 in the overtime periods, and they knock off Missouri, handing the Tigers their first loss of the season, 27-24.
Einhorn is Finkel. Finkel is Einhorn! Einhorn is a man! Oh my God! Einhorn is a man!
Welcome back at the Zone 1052. Laces out. Oh, laces out. Now, I got a text from a friend of mine, and this is a secondhand. And if you're a kicker, a holder, and you are listening to the show, I'd love to get some input on this. But he said that he had a friend that was a either a kicker or a holder, I don't know which. He said on short kicks, the laces shouldn't make that much difference. It
really?
Was a short. It was a short field goal attempt that they missed.
But it was so close. I mean, it hit it off of the
upright.
Yeah. I mean, that just a slight little tee. Just happened.
Anyway, I hate it for him. Again, game balls and jock straps for Arkansas Auburn tickets. Send them to the Zone at 1037thebuzz.com. Hey, Savage, how are you?
Oh, doing good. What's up, Justin?
Everything's good, my man.
Man, I got two things. You got to pass on Ortiz, man. Just walking every single time. Dude's on fire. And Connor Shaw. I don't care if he's in a wheelchair. You start that kid. I mean, the way the team rallies around that kid, I mean, you come out and score, what, 27 unanswered points? I mean, on a hobbled leg?
Yeah, while limping.
Let him play. And as far as Arkansas and Auburn, man, you play the games on Saturday. Ask Michigan, Ole Miss a couple of years ago. They didn't expect to lose to, what, Jackson State, Appalachian State. So, Auburn's got Arkansas's got just the best chance to win as anybody. If they can put four quarters together and the first down marker's not in the stands and have Brandon Allen roll out every single time.
How about put a fourth quarter together? Arkansas has been scoreless in the fourth quarter for, what is this, 5-6 weeks now in a row?
Yeah.
How about be competitive in the fourth quarter for the first time in a month?
It's hard to win when you don't score in the last quarter.
Don't be predictable. I mean, when you watch those games, I don't understand the rolling out. I don't care if he gets sacked. He's going to fold away anyway. Stop that rolling out. It ain't working for Brandon, you know.
Yeah. Well, I bet they you know, and I think I saw something that encouraged me this weekend. And, again, I don't want to see upperclassmen thrown under the bus, but I also would say they talked about getting their best guys on the field and making adjustments where they have to. And so I love to hear that. They're going to do what they got to do to win now. So a couple of wins this season out of the four that remain is a huge – boost versus going 0-4 the final four games.
Sure. I mean, this is essentially the start of next season is what you're saying?
It is, and it isn't easy. Well, I mean, again, you'd love to play yourself in contention to make a bowl game, but at the very least, if you win a couple of games, it does matter versus going winless the last few games. As we pointed out, five ranked teams in a row for Arkansas. It's the first time it's ever happened in school history. The games that remain, it's the 12th hardest schedule in America, from what I just saw. The 12th hardest schedule remaining out of the last four. So you've got Auburn. You got Auburn, you got LSU. So again, that skews the numbers a little bit. You got a Mississippi State team that is just okay, and maybe a little less than okay. And then you got an Ole Miss team that has been ranked at different points this year. So it ain't easy the rest of the way either for Arkansas.
So on the basketball, you think Kingsley and the other kid get us to the tournament? Knock it off here.
Hey, appreciate the call, Savage. You know, what I wanted to see was a guy who has struggled with his confidence, but certainly has the ability in Madden. And Harris, who is a guy that is a proven college basketball commodity. And Harris comes in and leads him. 26 points, 9 rebounds, okay? That's what I want to see from a guy like that. What I'm looking for Madden is confident play, not turning the ball over too much, and making and doling out assists. Well, he led the teams, both teams, in assists. And, again, I realize it's an inter-squad scrimmage, but still. 8 assists for him, 24 points, which is way more than I would have expected. I don't know if I want him shooting 15 times in an actual ball game. But 8 assists is great. 6 turnovers, got to clean that up. He did have 3 steals, though. So the red team loses to the white team 112-102. But Madden and Harris, along with Portis, who had 18, and Fred Gulley had 24. How about that? 5 of 6 from beyond the arc, and we were looking for 3-point shooters, too. Ja'Cory Williams with 3 of 5. Michael Qualls struggled, but he's a guy that we know can fill it up from beyond the arc, 1 of 6. Anthlon Bell, 5 of 9. If Arkansas can knock down some perimeter jump shots and you can get the kind of distribution you need for Madden, it's great to see that Alandis Harris is certainly eager. Actually, Nate Olson's going to be with us on Thursday. He did a feature on him in this week's Sync Weekly. We're going to talk to him a little bit more about Alandis Harris.
That looks like a fun game to watch. Two teams over 100. And that little 1988 NBA final score action there.
We'll talk some more college football coming up. Matt Harris will join us. We'll preview the Auburn game between Arkansas and Auburn. I will read. We'll give away our game ball and jockstrap winner 12:45. We were talking real quick here, Phil. We got about a minute left. Mike Napoli was a former Arkansas Traveler.
Yes, the 2005 Travs catcher.
He's been part of a couple of weird games here in the Major League Baseball World Series. He was also part of a weird situation in the Texas League Series a few years ago.
I mean, I'll tell you what. I mean, if you think that the last two games ended in weird fashion, the 2005 Texas League Championship Series, I think, ended a little bit weirder. It was the series essentially ended on a 4-2 count, and I think Napoli was probably, because Eric Ibar was on deck when it happened. Jason Espita was the batter. And I think Napoli would have been the hitter after Ibar, the way that the lineup worked out that year. Ibar hit third, Napoli hit fourth. But yeah, the season ended on a 4-2 count where the umpire forgot what the count was. Jason Espita takes what he thinks is ball four. He's told it's ball three, and ends up striking out at a pitch above his head because he was in such a daze that the umpire forgot the count. And imagine the scene with 2,500 screaming people, and umpires have to get a police escort off the field.
Here's the call as we go on the break. We'll be back with some more college football talk.